T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us live on the line is Shirley Johnson, the Chief Clinical Operations Officer at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Shirley, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing.
Now, Roswell was part of what's called a pilot program for people to return to hospitals, visitors returning to hospitals, the only area hospital in Western New York that's part of this program. If you could kind of walk us through. A visitor goes to Roswell Park now. Who exactly is allowed in under this pilot, and what is different about visiting somebody at Roswell now as opposed to 4 months ago?
Sure. So when the Department of Health and Governor asked if we'd be part of a pilot program to think about having inpatient visitors return for visitation, you know, we said, yes, we can do this. You know, we have been able to demonstrate in a very thoughtful and deliberate way that we can, again, keep our patients safe, keep our staff safe. And so, you know, family members and friends are such a vital part to the care of our cancer patients. And so that's been one of the hardest things, I think, for all of us during this period of time. So in the pilot program, each institution certainly has to adhere to the same very strict guidelines that we have for screening, for the use of appropriate face mask and PPE as it's applied to the various needs of our patients. But each of our inpatients are able to identify a visitor that they would like to have visit with them. And then in our screening process, that visitor identifies themselves. There's an armband that's placed on them. They go through the screening process. They go through very specific instruction regarding hand washing and the use of the face mask that we use. And then they are escorted to the unit and able to be with their loved one for a couple of hours each day. And that has gone extremely well. I was down in the screening session yesterday as visitors were coming in, and just, just the joy that you see in visitors being able to return and see their loved ones, it has been, I think, one of the most exciting things I've seen in several weeks as we work towards really creating a bit more of a normalcy, if you will, to what we're experiencing. So we started the pilot on Tuesday. It will run for 2 weeks. There are certainly things that we're looking at to ensure that it is successful and ensuring that we don't see any untoward effects from it. And then we work with the Department of Health with some feedback that they would like to see, and we'll go from there. So very, very exciting program to be a part of.
It has to be one of the scariest things about the entire coronavirus pandemic is the lack of visitors in hospital. And whether you're at Roswell or any other hospital, the knowing that you're going to be not alone, you have the hospital staff there, but without being able to see in person anyone you're really close to, I mean, that's a rough situation to be in, especially when, you know, people don't want to be in the hospital in the first place.
You're right. You know, and there's only so much, you know, that can, really be supported through the use of other, you know, technology kind of support, which we do use. And certainly with our own families, you know, that we're not able to see, there's nothing like having your loved one right there being with you. And even if it's just for a few hours, it's just such a difference in that support that can be provided. So,
Do you think, because we were talking about this not only in Roswell but many other area hospitals here in Western New York, about patients not coming in for things they needed to go to a hospital for, being a little nervous about that. Does the visitor aspect play into that? Not just, you know, oh, I don't want to go into a hospital because I'm worried about contamination or who might be there, but also I might not want to go to a hospital because I can't bring, you know, my husband or wife or, you know, father, mother, children with me.
You are absolutely right. We've actually heard that from some of our patients who have chosen to delay some of their care, not wanting to come because, you know, a loved one wouldn't be able to be near them. For whatever reason, you know, we saw kind of the switch flip again this week, and I don't know that it was necessarily related to the visitation program, but our patients are feeling much more comfortable coming back to us now for their visits. Certainly, we've been very liberal with virtual visits, but there comes a time where you really do need to see your doctor and have physical exam and review your plan of care. So we've really seen now that return of patients back to our campus in a way that we've not yet experienced. And to me, you know, that just really signals that they feel comfortable putting their trust in us. We've been talking about how safe it is to be here, but there's nothing like experiencing it for yourself. And now, you know, our patients are posting about it. They're thanking us as they come in. They thank us after their visits for, oh, I did feel safe. And it's like, yes. So it's been great to see that switch as well with more people coming back for their in-person visits, too.
We know Roswell's been involved in a lot of these clinical studies for therapeutics and drugs to help with coronavirus. Is there any update as to when we'll get an official update to how well these things are working? We know that it takes time for a study to take place, but at the same time, these are happening, you know, more quickly than they ever have before.
Sure. And so they will really take several months to really see the impact of a number of these studies, because you do need to have certainly several appropriate and qualified patients to participate in them. So as, you know, new studies are opened, once again, it does take some time to accumulate the number of patients to be able to make some inferences from the data that's being received. So things continue.
All right. Well, we appreciate the update and glad to hear that, you know, some people are returning and able to do that with a loved one at Roswell Park. That's Shirley Johnson, Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.